It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Coming soon, TNT may implode inside the NBA. You know, sports should be fun, even at the professional level. A sporting event can be quite intense at times for both the players and the fans alike. And at the professional level, the athletes have now progressed to the top of their sport, and they are paid handsomely to perform well and are expected to win.
Yes!
Now, fans of professional athletes and their teams also pay handsomely to buy tickets. For those of us watching games at home, we are forced to endure about an hour of media advertisements in order to watch our favorite stars perform. Television networks have continued to add more and more statistical data and on-camera commentary, some of it relevant and most of it not so much. A missing element, though, in most televised sports presentations today has been keeping the game fun for fans. For televised sporting events, the ability to relate to the average fan and keep sports enthusiasts entertained has been an underappreciated art form. Since 1990, TNT's Inside the NBA basketball show has been in a league of its own. Turner Network Television's popular Inside the NBA basketball coverage before, during, and after the games has become must-see TV viewing for basketball fans. Meshing diverse personalities on television can be kind of tricky. TNT's dream team of former players serves to provide spot-on analysis in a highly entertaining way. Their own genuine enjoyment of each other's company on the set makes for a must-see event. NBA Hall of Famers Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, plus two-time NBA champion guard Kenny Smith and veteran announcer Ernie Johnson Jr. have perfected the art of live television chemistry every night. Barkley, the former round mound of rebound as a player, generally starts out the discussions with a few perceptive and oftentimes outlandish comments about the game they're watching. He's generous with his praise and very blunt with his criticism. Barkley rarely holds back. Meanwhile, Shaquille O'Neal coyly bides his time, waiting for a turn to either agree with Charles Barkley or then to shoot him down with pinpoint accuracy. When that big fella speaks, I usually turn up the TV sound and listen. Kenny Smith is tasked with dissecting the video highlights of the ongoing game and then adding his own commentary, which rarely agrees with Charles Barkley. And studio host Ernie Johnson functions as the moderator of this extremely entertaining basketball food fight. He rarely interrupts the proceedings as this trio of former NBA players function like an expensive sports car smoothly cruising down the road. This quartet has a lot of fun along the way as they joke and pick on each other through every segment of the show. And the television ratings bear it out. TNT's studio pregame and postgame shows regularly outdraw rival ESPN by as much as 1 million fans per game during the NBA playoffs. The show has won numerous Sports Emmy Awards. Just in the last week, Charles Barkley won the Outstanding Studio Analyst, Ernie Johnson pocketed the award for Best Studio Host, and Inside the NBA's Playoff Edition won the Best Sports Show. But you better enjoy it today, because TNT may not be televising the NBA very much longer. The NBA's current television contracts are handled by Disney, which has ABC and ESPN, and Warner Brothers Discovery, which is the parent company for TNT. Now, there have been just two packages of TV rights in all previous years, and TNT has been part of the NBA's television package going all the way back to 1989. That's 35 years. The previous NBA TV deals were negotiated 9 years ago, and effective in 2016, ESPN and TNT together spent a total of $2.6 billion a year to broadcast the NBA games. Those two deals remain in effect for one more season of basketball through the 2024 and 2025 NBA season. But the NBA's open season for bidding on the future television rights for basketball has been underway recently. Pro Football's NFL has done a masterful job at getting the largest number of competitors bidding for television rights to bid up the prices, and then throwing most of them a little bone in the form of limited television rights. For example, the NFL has contracts with Fox and CBS on Sunday afternoons, NBC handles Sunday evenings, the ABC ESPN people have Monday Night Football, and now Amazon Prime has Thursday Night Football. The NBA is apparently following the NFL's formula and now creating a third television package for the future. With the NBA's lengthy 82-game regular season and 3 long months of playoffs, The league now has decided to split up their television coverage into three packages beginning a year from now. And just like the NFL did to spread around their TV rights, the NBA is apparently succeeding and is going to ring the cash register in a big way soon. Though no future TV deals have officially been announced yet, the word has leaked recently that ABC and ESPN have made the top bid once again to renew their current package at a price of $2.8 billion for just one of the NBA's trio of television arrangements. That cost is double their current price. And now let's face it, ESPN requires high-profile sports programming in order to justify the network's outrageous incremental cost to their customers' cable television bills. A 2023 report indicated that ESPN is charging your local cable company more than $9 per month, which is, of course, passed along to you in your monthly bill. And guess what's going to happen when ESPN pays double the current cost for NBA games? That's right, you are going to pay more every month. Now, the rumor mill is suggesting that TNT's current basketball package is going to be lost to a higher bidder. There's been a $2.6 billion offer made for TNT's current slate of games by NBC's parent company, NBC Universal. You might remember that NBC had a lengthy run of televising the NBA during the 1980s and 1990s during Michael Jordan's era. A third and brand new television package has been carved out of the regular season games and early playoff games, which ESPN and TNT have been broadcasting for the last 9 years. This limited number of games is likely to be sold to Amazon Prime for upwards of $2 billion per year. The NBA's new in-season tournament in the fall, plus the play-in games before the playoffs and the entire first round of playoff games, are likely to be broadcast via Amazon Prime. Now, just like ESPN, the customers of Amazon Prime are likely going to see their monthly bills increase in return for this limited number of NBA basketball games. When you add all of these new deals together, all three, the NBA's television revenue is going to balloon from the current $2.6 billion per year to more than $7 billion a year starting 1 year from today. Woo! Will TNT pay up to keep its NBA package of games? Turner Network Television is owned by publicly traded company Warner Brothers Discovery. The parent company's most recent quarterly report, ending March 31, 2024, showed a net loss for the company of $1 billion. And unfortunately, that negative trend is not a new occurrence. Warner Brothers has been posting losses for the past few years, and the stock price has dropped by more than 30% in just the last year alone and was trading at about $7.50 a share to start this week. Pro basketball has been the most expensive portion of the Warner Brothers Discovery sports properties. The NBA's current broadcast agreement, as we said earlier, cost about $1.2 billion every year. Now compare that with $200 million being spent for the National Hockey League, $470 million for Major League Baseball. Warner Brothers splits the NCAA's March Madness basketball deal with CBS, and that cost is going to increase to over $1 billion a year beginning in 2026. Now, if TNT's parent company should decide to spend twice as much as they currently do to secure the NBA rights for another term, the stock market might further punish the Warner Brothers Discovery stock. There's a lot of pressure on the company's top officers today to make prudent business decisions, especially when it comes to committing scarce financial resources into a multi-year bid for NBA basketball. The company's chief financial officer recently confirmed that risk, said Gunnar Wiedenfels, quote, "It's very easy with sports right now to burn a lot of money, so you've got to be disciplined and think through all the scenarios." If TNT should lose their NBA television contract, the stock market might also react negatively if they lose the basketball package too. What if TNT does not win a contract renewal? What's going to happen to inside the NBA? 2 years ago, the TNT management team went all in to keep their NBA television team together as they were expected to win another term with NBA basketball. The company then went out and re-signed the entire four-man team, Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Johnson, with brand new 10-year contract extensions to cover NBA basketball games for TNT Sports. If TNT fails to win a renewal of its television basketball rights coverage, Charles Barkley's contract gives him the right to walk away from the company and find a new gig. Ernie Johnson has indicated recently that the company wants him to stick around to handle other sporting events, including the NCAA's March Madness. Now, Shaquille O'Neal and Kenny Smith's contract situations are unclear right now if TNT should lose the NBA rights. At the NBA's own executive suite level, top brass understands just how important this particular television show has been in maintaining and building fan interest in the sport of men's basketball in recent years. The NBA's overall television ratings have been relatively flat, so the loss of this very popular and beloved fan favorite show would be a step in the wrong direction. So is it Atlanta or bust? The four hosts for TNT's Inside the NBA show all live in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Three of them have deep Southern roots. Charles Barkley's from the Birmingham, Alabama area, played his college basketball at Auburn. Shaquille O'Neal grew up in San Antonio, Texas, but then played at LSU and still lives in the South. Now, Kenny Smith was raised in New York City, but played professionally for the Houston Rockets basketball team of the NBA. And studio host Ernie Johnson Jr., whose father was a longtime broadcaster for the Atlanta Braves, has lived in the Atlanta area for most of his life. So let's say that NBC wins the basketball rights that are currently held by TNT. Would the talented quartet basketball broadcast team be willing to move to the NBC Sports headquarters in Southern Connecticut to do the show? Would NBC, on the other hand, be willing to spend the money to build them a studio in Atlanta, Georgia to keep the show there? Now, Charles Barkley recently quipped that he personally is willing to independently produce the show for another network if the contracts and logistics could all be worked out. One way or the other, basketball fans around the country are going to be very sad if next season becomes the swan song season for TNT's always entertaining Inside the NBA. I'm Swamp Swami.
See you later, Swamp Gator!